Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome. And I am so excited to be here. I'm here with Tom Spence. And how you doing, Tom?
Everything's going well. Good to be here on a Saturday
again. You're always good. You're always good. All right. Well, anyways, we've got a really great show for you today. And I do want to remind you that if you have a Facebook, become one of our friends on there, and so I can share what's going on out here all around and who I've got on my show and share my show with everyone. I do want to remind you that I do have the show 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3, and they are completely different shows. So I definitely want you to tune in because I've always got something fun and great guests. So also I want to remind you, if you're just running out and you have missed part of the show, all my shows are downloaded on the KimPaganoShow.com and you can listen to them there and also on iTunes. So that's what we do here, is spread joy and every day a little bit more value. So today I'm really excited. We're going to be talking with Scott Vincent Borba, and he is a celebrity esthetician, and we're going to talk a little bit about cooking your way to gorgeous, skin-friendly superfoods, age-reversing recipes, fabulous homemade facials. He's got it all happening, and I hope that he's going to share some of his great stuff with us. Also, we've got Tanya Gold on, and she is a children's author, and she's going to be talking about this new little book that she's got, but it's not only... it's actually on an iPad, or it's all mechanical, and it's Samuel T. Moore. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and how she built it and thriving market. She's got a promotional agency, and I don't know, she just went a whole different direction. So that's what we talk about, people's journeys and how they can offer us ideas on our journeys. So with us today, we've got Scott Vincent Borba. I do want to give out our phone number here because, you know, I always come with lots of giveaways. And that is 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. If you hear something and I say it's a time to win, give us a call here. Also, if you have something that you want to spread the word about in the 805, you can always call me at that number. Again, 805-419-0008, or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. I'd love to spread the word for you. With that, let's bring our first guest on, Scott Vincent Borba. Scott, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am. How are you doing today?
Great, great. So, gosh, you got all these cooking your way to gorgeous. Tell us a little bit, one, why you wrote this book.
Well, this is my third book, blessed to have the opportunity to do that. And I did this because in my last book, Skintervention, there was a chapter on eating and how to eat your way to beautiful-looking skin. It was such a huge, huge exciting chapter for the nation and for, you know, all of my fans and for all of my celebrity clients and all of that, that I just asked my publisher if I could do the first ever beauty cookbook in the world. And they looked at me like, okay. And it was like, you know, everything has to actually have an end benefit, so you look and feel better from head to toe.
Well, that's...
from your hair down to your toes.
I love it.
And,
Scott, I'm actually a hair therapist, and so I love that because I'm always giving more kind of, you know, I mean, there's great products out there, but there's always something that you can do naturally, you know, like coconut oil or olive oil, and there's so many different things, but I love it. You've got actually recipes that we can be eating and feeling good and looking good, right?
Right, and on top of that, it's not just recipes that you have in the book, but you also tied to it when you turn the page, or if not on the same page, there will be the key hero beauty ingredients that will be used in a homemade facial also, so you can get the benefits that you just put in your body with a meal for the benefits outside. That's when you truly get a beautiful effect, is when you synergize the inside out.
Wow. All right. So, you know what? Give us a couple tips about yourself. Who are you?
Well, I've been in the health and beauty and wellness industry for over 20 years. Worked with the likes of like Hard Candy, Sebastian, P&G, Murad, the big brands.
Know all
Johnson
of those.
Johnson.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. Yes.
Yeah. And then I started a company called Elf Cosmetics, which is, you know, one of the big brands at Target and online. And then I did my own brand called Borba, which is the first ever beauty water. It was called Borba Water, and the first ever beauty gummy bears and the like, and food items that were related to it, sold in Sephora and QVC.
Mm.
And just recently I have launched my own line, which when I say my own line, but no investors, you know, with this, my own line on HSN.
It's all by yourself.
With using the actual food active concentrates that are contained in the book in the first ever cream minerals and skincare hybrids. And so it's really fun because food is, it's its own unique medicine, and people just, they understand it. It's just not used in Western culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really trying to change. I've been for the last 10 years, you know, pioneering the nutraceutical market. I've been trying so hard to really make this catch on, because truly you can really benefit, you know, holistically through, you know, eating correctly and also putting the same topical benefits on your skin.
So in your book, you talk a lot about, I mean, obviously skin, and then age reversing recipes. So I want to, like, where should we start? So what is your key hero super fruit?
Well, I mean, there, if I had to pick, there, each chapter based on if you take it from the top or, you know, eyes that love you back, you know, which is your eyes. I have all these fun names, you know, for everything, you know, into the core, which is your midsection, you know, and weight. The two, if I had to pick two ingredients out of all of them, would be red palm oil, and it would be camu berries. Now, red palm oil, people probably have heard of palm oil, but there's a significant difference between the version of red and the version of just regular palm oil. So the red part of it is a super infused antioxidant. It's a tree that actually produces the palm nuts that are able to go ahead, and it's African generated, and it's when it's extracted, it literally looks red, and it can be used, unlike most oils like you were just talking about, like argan or medelic acid oil or whatever else it is. You can't ingest it. Most oils you can't ingest. They're only for topical purposes. This in fact is one of the only oils you can actually ingest and cook with, but also use topically for hair, skin, face, body, whatever, and the benefits are so incredible that I literally I'm trying to buy it. I'm trying to buy the farm, you know, so to speak. The other ingredient.
So let's back up again. And I just want to remind any of my listeners that are just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and Tom and myself here. And we're talking with Scott Vincent Borba, and his book is Cooking Your Way to Gorgeous. But we were talking about red palm oil. Tom, have you ever heard of that?
I do not know red palm oil.
I know. So where do we get that?
Well, you can get red, first off, which is just, you know, interesting. This has been one of my hero ingredients, along with camo for the last 3 years. Dr. Oz just spoke about it today as one of the, not today, in the last, you know, 3-4 months.
Wow.
That it's one of the top 15 ingredients or products that everyone should be taking or using.
So is it in our food or?
It's just oil. He did not, you know, prescribe obviously how to use it. But from the perspective of what I'm telling you is, it is since I'm a nutraceutical expert, as well as a celebrity esthetician, this is the only oil that I know that has these benefits that you can use inside and out. But the benefits is for anti-aging. It's for skin clarity. It is for eczema, psoriasis, and these are all in my opinion. as well as it's also great for overall body glow and hypermoisturization, but no greasy feel when you have it on your skin. Internally, it does everything the same it does topically, but it helps you from the inside out. It's just wonderful.
Hmm. And so, again, where do we get it?
I'm sorry, Whole Foods or any
oh,
of those.
Oh, really?
Types,
okay.
Like, or on the internet. And on the internet, it's saturated, so you can get on the internet. That and camu berries are really the ones that you have to, like, order. Everything else in my book is already in your pantry. 99.9% of them already in your pantry.
Okay, so go ahead.
A quick question. When you deal with the internet a lot of times, whether it's vitamin supplements or products like these, you deal with potency, you deal...
Yeah, it's kind of a little scary, huh?
Yeah, who are the deliverers or providers of this that we can trust we will get the real deal? You know how the internet
No,
works.
I totally agree.
That's a great question, honestly, and I never get asked that. So I should probably even be proactive and say that. That's awesome. The company that I would recommend... this is what I personally use, and this is what I give my celebrity clients, and it is called Jukas, J-U-K-A-S, 100% natural palm oil.
Hmm.
And I have tried many different red palm oils. This specific one is, in my opinion, like magic for whatever reason.
Okay, I'm excited. I love when I always think, Tom, and I'm sure you do too, it's like school on air. You know, I mean, we have these guests from all over the world and right here in the 805, and we find out new things that, I mean, and you and I are pretty worldly, and we hear a lot of things, but every once in a while it's like, okay, red palm oil.
That's what the show's for.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love that. So now talk to us about camu berries. Do you know what those are, Tom?
Is that a Boy George? Is that a Boy George song?
Yeah, there you go. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a dingleberry.
Okay, that's good. Okay.
camu berry, it literally looks like a Rainier cherry. Do you guys know what a Rainier cherry looks like? You know, those are the red cherries, and then there are these other cherries that kind of look yellow.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They
okay.
Have red spots.
Okay.
That's Rainier cherry. It looks like a hybrid between the same size as a Rainier cherry and a nectarine.
Mm.
But it tastes like a berry when you eat it. It's very unique.
Okay, so where do we get that?
Now, that one, again, you would have to order on the internet.
Okay. So.
And this specific one, they haven't made in concentrated form yet, so you would have to actually get the fruit.
Okay.
But it's so easy because you would ingest this one, and then you can just macerate a few of them, and you can use it as a treatment on the skin. Now, what this specifically does for you, in my opinion, I'm the one that popularized acai in America, goji berry, you know, all of these just now traditional pomegranate traditionals that we're currently seeing in all products. Camu, in my opinion, is 1,000 times more potent than that of even acai berry.
Mm.
So that means it actually fights free radical scavengers, which cause aging and lines and wrinkles faster. It's more gentle on the skin. It has so many natural omegas in there. It's almost, in my opinion, like, you know, having some fish oil, some portion of a fish oil tablet also in there too.
Wow.
So it's just beautiful, and it the benefits are hyper-absorbed quickly into the skin, so you have this more refreshing, you know, look and feel.
Oh, love it, love it, love it. Tom, do we need to take a really quick break?
We should break away in just about a minute.
Yeah, can you stay with us? Because you are interesting, and I want to find out more stuff about cooking your way to gorgeous. We're talking with Scott Vincent Borba, and again, his book is Cooking Your Way to Gorgeous. Let's talk a little bit when we come back, age-reversing recipes. We all want that, right? So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. What I would love to do right now is give away a Sharky's gift certificate for two entries and two beverages, locations in Camarillo, Simi Valley, and Ventura. And let's take caller number 7 at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. That's caller number 7. Stay with us. Say.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for your calls here. And you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I know that there's lots of things to do with your time, and I really appreciate you spending it here with us. And right now, we are talking with Scott Vincent Borba, and we're talking about cooking your way to gorgeous. I mean, we want to make sure whatever we put in our body that it's going to make us look good, feel good. And I love that you're talking about this and that you put this in your book. Age reversing recipes, that's where I want to go. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Okay, so when it comes down to age reversing recipes, most people just really think that it's all about, you know, having to eat, you know, salmon and blueberries every day, which is not the case. My book is about, like, marrying, like, Barefoot Contessa with my type of philosophy. It's true food that we all eat day in, day out, but it's all been infused easily with beneficial ingredients that will provide you with some type of skincare effect. And so the beauty about that is that also, too, the key ingredients also turn into a facial. And that is so great because if you truly believe in an inside-out effect, then you want to make certain you know how to use, say, kale in a salad, and then how do you mince it properly, and what do you put it, you know, what do you mix it with for the best scrub you've ever had on your face and body.
So, Scott, so what you're talking about is, so you have, let's just say, I'm looking at your grilled salmon with ginger glaze on it, right? And so you leave a little bit left over, and then you put it in, and you put it on your face or your skin?
No.
Okay, so, good. Right. Okay.
So what happened? No. Now, maybe raw.
Okay.
It would be you could get some benefits from it, but if you there's an easy legend within the book. So, for instance, when you go to, I'm flipping through right now. When you go to, say, pistachio, crusted halibut with spicy yogurt, that's on page 31.
Thank you.
It tells you what it's all about.
Okay.
And then it tells you the ingredients, and it tells you, you know, on the sidelines, you know, on the right, it tells you it's antimicrobial agent, you know, the deal with antioxidant actives. Then you flip the page, right?
Mm-hmm.
It tells you how to prepare it, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then at the very end of it, it says, oh, by the way, one of the ingredients is sour cream, and let's make a sour cream yogurt mask for greasy hair.
Oh.
And then you just take that same ingredient that you were using, and it tell you exactly what amount and how to use it, and what the benefit you'll get for your hair.
So let's just talk about that right now. So sour cream and yogurt, plain yogurt, right, into damp hair and let it sit for 15 minutes, rinse with warm water and followed by cool water, and then shampoo hair if you, you would have to anyways, right?
Yeah.
But, and that's really good for greasy hair?
Yeah, you know.
Very cool.
People don't realize, well, people who have major greasy hair, especially at the root line.
Yes.
They constantly overwash their hair, and that strips it. Kind of like your face, when you take off oil from your face, it comes back even more.
Right,
you know, when you wash
right.
your face.
It's kind of like when you
and
shave your legs. It, you know, if you do it every day, guess
stubble.
What? It's going to keep growing back faster and faster, right?
Yeah. So it's from the perspective of, that, it is really, really important to make certain that you actually have the action that's going to be immediate. And so when I created these recipes, I wanted to make certain that people truly had easy, like no-brainers, that you didn't have to like be like an expert like yourself,
right,
or myself to do. And you didn't have to be like, you don't have to like buy $17,000 worth of fresh produce and juice it to get the benefit. Because
right.
That is not how anyone eats or drinks or lives outside of where I live, which is La La Land in LA.
Oh, okay. So, you live in La La Land. I love it. Okay.
Yeah. So that's kind of like what it is. And I really wanted to make, like mac and cheese and,
right.
you know, strawberry cupcakes and all those things that, you know, everyone
normal food.
In America will eat.
Normal
exactly.
food.
Right. Real
okay.
food. Real, I call it real food.
Okay, real food. There you go. And I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I got Tom Spence and myself here, and we're talking with Scott Vincent Borba, and we're talking about cooking your way to gorgeous. But I want to talk about age-reversing recipes. Tell us about that.
Okay. So when it comes down to further age-reversing recipes, you're trying to get your body to stimulate collagen production or reduce the effect of free radicals in your skin. So when you do that, it's really important to hyper-ingest antioxidants, okay? So I would love, instead of you trying to search, because each one of the chapters has anti-aging benefits for each one of the different parts of your body, hair, midsection, face, body, you know, all those areas. But if you look at the cocktails and mocktails section, which is, you know, at the end of the book,
okay.
closer to the end of the book, for instance, the jalapeno cilantro strawberry margarita, which is on 237, people are going to be like, what? Like, you can really help the
yeah,
way you age with drinking a margarita.
Ooh, I like and it. I like it already.
Yeah, and it's an absolute yes. And the reason why I'm saying that is because strawberries are a hyper antioxidant. It's actually a superfood. A lot of people don't know that because they're just so yummy. When you mix that, when you muddle that with jalapeno, which is obviously hot, and people who obviously don't like heat wouldn't like this drink, but the jalapeno mixed with the strawberries with the sweet and sour is phenomenal. But on the top of that, the jalapeno actually helps the system to really circulate, and it purges all the toxins in your body. So when you have the strawberries, it comes that the actual antioxidants of the strawberries will be released right after the purging effect. So it's like kind of like, having a conga line in a lot of ways. And then number three, what's wonderful about tequila, it's made from agave. And agave, actually, as you know, is a cacti. And a cacti has water nourishment. Therefore, it out of all the liquors, it actually is more beneficial to hold on to moisture, i.e., than staving a hangover.
God, I love your. I mean, I love what you're talking about. I love how the research that you've done, and you've got really great recipes in here. I mean, I'm looking at the strawberry mint spritzer. Tell us,
yummy.
I love mint. Less strawberries, a little bit of champagne, and
yeah.
Ooh.
That's my mom's favorite.
Is it?
My mom's favorite. Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Tell
yeah.
everybody about that.
It's just you know, the carbonation in your body is like almost an Alka-Seltzer for the skin. So if you've ever had an oxygen facial, it actually is kind of like Pop Rocks candy on the skin. Every time it pops, that means it's killing bacteria. That's what it's doing internally. So if you're actually having a carbonated beverage, I don't recommend a soda, but you know, say Pellegrino or something like that. It actually is going to help with digestion. It's going to help with what I just stated previously, but it's also going to be a carrier for the actives, because it's kind of like a matrix around things, especially in food.
Wow.
So I actually use carbonated water, like in the spritzer, in actual recipes that call for just, you know, cold water.
Ooh.
Because it will literally make, like, your desserts even more fluffier, but also it'll intensify the vanilla, and if you're, you know, it'll intensify whatever your, you know, flavoring is. But the beauty about that is, if you're putting in, say, pomegranate juice in it, if you're making pomegranate, say, cupcakes, or if you're making matcha, which is green tea pound cake, it will literally make that active ingredient even more potent.
Scott, have you always been a chef?
No, I'm not a trained chef.
Really?
I actually am a home cook, but I'm obviously a business owner, celebrity esthetician, celebrity makeup artist, author, you know, blah, blah, blah.
You kind of like me, a little bit of it all, right?
A little bit all. But I started my career on my own by launching the first ever skincare water. And now I'm synonymous with, you know, skin health foods. And
yeah,
so that's why I kind of love it so much.
Well, I love this. I want to give the ingredients for this strawberry mint spritzer. Tom, wait till you hear this. Okay, so a pint of strawberries, 3 to 4 sprigs of mint, 6 lemons, a bottle of sake, love it, and a bottle of champagne, ice, and vanilla, Truvia. Yum. I mean, that's...
Yeah, and Truvia, you know, zero calories.
Okay, I like it. So wow, what a great recipe. That I could see that to be a really great ladies' recipe right there. So,
oh, yeah, and if you want another really great... it's Tom, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Tom, you will love the Borba Bullshot. It's page 234. Let me tell you, it's vodka, black pepper, 5 ounces of beef bouillon, Tabasco, Worcestershire sauce, and a wedge lemon. Believe it or not, this thing kicks butt. It is so good, but unlike, you know, a lot of people that, you know, drink to get a buzz, this one will provide you that quickly and also make your skin glow. So, hey, it can't hurt, especially when you're trying, like myself, you know, to get a date.
He's got a date. He's got a beautiful date. But you know what? I mean, now, do you like spicy, Tom?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you are a spicy. Okay, because my husband does.
From horseradish to wasabi to habanero.
Oh, so that would
yeah,
be.
Let's
you,
go around.
You got him right
let's
on
go
there.
The horn.
There you go. God.
Yeah, him and I would be hanging out. I'm a total heat guy, too. Mm-hmm.
I am, too, but my husband is not. I'm like, ooh, yeah, bring it on, you know? So.
Yeah, totally.
But now you've got these mini. What are they, choco choo-choo cakes?
What page are you on?
I'm on 223.
223, because
yes.
I was like, what cake are you talking about? Oh, the choo-choo cake.
Yes.
I was like, cocoa. I was like, I don't remember making that one.
Okay.
the choo-choo cakes are great because these are, in my opinion, like these really moist bite-sized cakes. Because portion control is where it's all at, and when you're, you know, your eyes kind of feed your body. But utilizing Greek yogurt and cocoa powder, because it has bio cocoa ferment with major antioxidants, and milk, which has natural lactic acid, which actually helps to even out skin tone and texture on top of the skin and internally to make it more porcelain looking. It's just a beautiful way and a delicious way to anti-age.
Mm, I love it. I love it. I mean, really, some really great ideas. So, you know, give us some tips that we can, you know, use in your book. What are we going to exactly find? I know there's great recipes, but I mean, so definitely we can find facials and there's different things for our age reversing. What else?
And you have lots of facts. So, you know, for instance, like on page 88 and 89, I have an asparagus and chicken enchiladas. They're awesome. And you get through the recipe, and then it's kind of like, you know, I give you a fact about fiber and why it's so important to, you know, for your diet. And it's really based from a skincare perspective, and it's just really interesting. A lot of people don't know, you know, what certain ingredients in certain foods will actually help them look better or feel better, or all the combination of the above. So it's a wealth of knowledge, but it's also really fun. And then you can mix and match. So if you have, you know, anti-acne and you want aging benefits, you can put recipes together to get multiple benefits, kind of like you do skincare products.
I love it. Now, okay, I know that everybody thought I probably forgot about this one, but you said that you have something that can help our basically our stomachs, right? Our waistline. Yeah. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, and that is on chapter 4, which is Into the Core. It starts on page 117.
Oh, 117.
And with that said, it's really, you know, honestly, I focused on the midsection because everyone hates a muffin top, right?
Oh, yes.
So that's what I focused on. Okay. And all of these recipes, which contain the five top hero ingredients, which are whole wheat, nuts, tomatoes, green beans, berries, all that stuff, they are incorporated throughout the chapter. And I tell you in each one of my recipes how to use it, how to eat it, to actually reduce or eliminate the muffin top.
And you've actually, I mean, seen that work on people?
I have to. I actually test, just like all of my skincare protocols and my new makeup I sell on HSN, I test every one of these recipes on myself and my family before they go to my celebrities. Then my celebrities get tested on. So they're celebrity tested, real women approved, pretty much.
Okay, I like it. So give out one of those recipes.
Okay, so which I really love is on page 125. It's the bean and cheese breakfast burrito.
Ooh.
That's just so good.
And it sounds super, so fattening.
Yeah, and it's antioxidant. A lot of people don't know that green bell pepper is a super antioxidant. Minced jalapeno pepper, we already talked about that. That's a thermogenic food, and it helps burn calories too. Three egg whites, obviously, that are low cholesterol, but you also have the calcium in the cheese. You need fiber, obviously, for feeling full and to really help to discharge the waste, and that's why you have beans. And then I make certain that, you know, the tortilla, I love wheat tortillas, but they have to be soft and they have to not taste like wheat. So, you know, you can pretty much find those at any market across there, and they just look like they're a pale version of the super brown ones, and that's all.
I like it. Okay. Well, gosh, where do we find your book?
You can find it anywhere, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, any major bookstore. It's sold across the nation right now. I've never had distribution like this and excitement like this in this book, so I'm truly blessed.
Well, I'm really excited. You've got some really great recipes. You've got some really great facts in here. I mean, you kind of covered it all, and anything that makes you feel better. And Cooking Your Way to Gorgeous by Scott Vincent Borba. And again, skin-friendly superfoods, aging, age-reversing recipes, and fabulous homemade facials. Thank you so much. I'd love to continue to talk with you, and I hope to have you back.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful, wonderful day, okay?
You got it. All right. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us, and we will be right back.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And gosh, I'm so glad that you are here with us at the Kim Pagano Show. Tom Spence, myself. And that was a kind of a cool interview, wasn't it?
The food part's always good.
I know. I love it, talking about food. Yeah. I mean, talking about cooking your way to gorgeous. We all want to be better than where we started. So, and that's kind of right up my alley. The next one, I'm really excited. She is actually a friend and a neighbor, and she's taken a little turn of her career and started this new ebook, iPad app, and it's Samuel T. Moore of Corda Magor. And Tanya Gold, is going to come on and talk about that. Tanya, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me on, Kim.
Absolutely.
I'm really excited.
Thank you. Welcome. And so tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, you had this huge entrepreneur company that you've been doing, and you kind of took a look and kind of want to take a different direction. I love that, because I talk about that so many times with you, and I have talked about that. If you're going down the road and maybe things, you know, I mean, things for you were going great, but you just, it wasn't your passion. There was something burning inside you. And so you took a different road and started a different thing. So tell us a little bit about this.
Well, my marketing businesses are still intact, but you're right. I have always dreamed of being a children's book author, and was really just wanting to get a book published. And I had written a book called Samuel T. Moore of Corda Magor. Wrote it about 16 years ago. Whitney was my daughter was a little toddler in the backseat of her car playing with her little bare toes. And she was babbling the words Corda Magor, and I fancy myself a bit of a poet, and so I started, you know, kind of writing the book on the way to the beach. We were heading up to Santa Barbara, and while I still am very, very much passionate about marketing and entrepreneurialism and business, I've always had a quest for writing, and I just realized it's something that I really, really wanted to do, is get this book published. And so I wrote probably no less than 50 versions of this story, and finally about 2 or 3 years ago I got serious about getting it published. And it was picked up for publishing about 3 years ago, and that publishing company actually sold their company, and it kind of fell through, and I let it go dormant for a couple of years, and here we are today. It's published by Skies America Publishing, who focuses on ebook publishing.
Wow, I love that. You know, I mean, this is like a bigger story. One, that you wrote your book, but that you are kind of living out a dream. You know, I mean, here you have this company going on, and we all trying to find time for different things, and here you are, you put it together. And you know, the one time that, okay, sometimes when things happen, you let it go, and you did for a little while, but you made it come alive. So I'm really excited. You've been talking about this for a long time that I know of, right? Tell us a little bit about what it is, Samuel T. Moore of Corda Magor.
Well, it is an ebook app that reads like a picture book, but it has professional voice narration. A gentleman by the name of Steve McCoy did the narration brilliantly. It's illustrated by Mr. Doug Lawrence, who's one of the original illustrators of SpongeBob SquarePants, and who also, incidentally, is the voice of Plankton, for all those kiddies listening out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the original musical score was done by Robbie Armstrong, who is a Nashville country singer. So while the music isn't country-oriented, it's kind of more Americana music. Very, very pleased to have such an incredible roster of celebrity talent kind of attached to the book. But the book is about a tenacious land and sea fiddler crab. So, of course, the fiddler part of the crab story, he is complete with a fiddle and a bow. And he will stop at nothing to build and save his home from his arch nemesis, his rival, who happens to be the great tidal wave. And really, Sam just marches forward with his mission. He wants to build a home, and he wants to, you know, make sure that the home stays intact when the tides come in. Even though he's met with adversary and onlookers and naysayers and the great tidal wave who happens to be his bully. And, you know, you've got seagulls mocking him in flocks and disbelief with his work, but he just kind of pushes on. And the book really teaches children about courage and tenacity and to really stand up and to fight for what they believe in.
I love that. And really dedication, right? I mean, to continue with whatever your dreams are. I do want to remind all my listeners that are just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I know that there's lots of choices out there, but I'm so glad that you are here with us. I want to remind you that I do have a show from 6 to 7 every morning, Saturday mornings, and then again from 2 to 3. They're completely different shows with completely different guests. And I'd love you to join us no matter what we're doing and what we're talking about, because like Tom and I talked about, it's kind of like school on air. I love it. I mean, that's what it's all about, and it's adding value every day and every way. Tanya, you know, discuss the concept of you know, home with young children and how it sounds like, you know, this is something that kids could be doing on their own, correct?
Yeah, you know, the whole concept of home is kind of interspersed within the book, and, you know, I think that what's really important to recognize is that kids don't understand what's involved in making or creating a home. And I think that that's such a core piece of knowledge that we have to instill in our children at an early, early age. And so Sam is really, what he's doing is he's building his home and he's fighting for his home. And there's so much involved with parents, you know, creating this positive home environment for their children, that I think that there's some important dialogue that can kind of be started very early on with children. And this book really kind of helps get that kind of off the ground and creates that dialogue, talking about traditions and cultures and you know, holidays and what goes into, you know, those special occasions when people come, the love, the nurturing, when somebody's sick, and family. All of that can really be discussed in this, and that Sam was just really looking for a place to dig in his heels, put his nose to the grindstone, do the work involved to create a positive environment for himself.
Hmm. And now I know that, does your book teach the concept of how do kids from like normal functioning families and dysfunctional families?
Yeah, you know, really what I think we should talk about is that I was a product of somewhat of a dysfunctional family. I was actually at the age of 16 taken from my home and placed into foster care.
Hmm.
I actually was in two different foster homes, and at the age of 17, the state of Indiana declared me my own guardian. By that time, I had graduated early from high school. I had enrolled myself in community college and held down three jobs. And so the book does teach about dedication, independence, and hard work. And I just really realized that in order for me to have the life that I knew that I wanted, I would have to start creating it for myself, because I wasn't going to get it the traditional way. And really, you know, the book does teach about, you know, it doesn't necessarily teach about, you know, dysfunctional families, but it does really indicate to children how they need to make their own choices and pave their own way, because life isn't always handed to kids. And so I think it's good. This book is a really good teaching element for kids also from dysfunctional families. It teaches them that they they are the masters of their own destinies.
And I love that because really that's something that I talk about here on my show, but I also talk about that with my children is if it's up to me, it will be. And everybody needs to know that, you know, you can't wait for other people, your parents, your family, anybody else to do it for you. You have to take the bull by the horns and make it happen. And that's what it's all about. So I love that story. Now, what ages will this book kind of be for?
Well, it's best geared to children ages 4 to 8. I think it could be a little bit over the head of a 4-year-old. I've gotten both, you know, positive and not negative feedback necessarily, but it is a little over the head of a 4-year-old, depending on their reading comprehension level. But 5, 6, 7, 8, it's really a great age group for this book. But I've talked to people who have said it's so inspiring to them in this economy, in this day and age, where people just need to be reminded, don't give up, you know, don't give up no matter what. And, you know, there are certain children's books that I still read today that I still, every now and then, I have an aha moment about, you know, how it can impact my life. So I personally think that this book is geared to all ages because I think it can be inspiring.
So for anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Tanya Gold right now. We're talking about her book. It's an ebook and it's new. It's an iPad app. Also, it's Samuel T. Moore of Corda Magor. And now, what book inspired you to write this, or what book do you still read that you were saying as a children's book?
Oh, I think one of the best children's books of all times is Oh, the Places You'll Go by Dr. Seuss, also written in prose. It's a book that just, you know, you've got wings on your feet. It's very inspiring.
And
in fact, I actually, when my husband worked at one company years and years ago when we were first married, they actually gave that to every new employee, new hire. And, you know, it's definitely a book that I think every adult should, if they haven't read it in a while or if they've never read it, they should definitely pick it up. And it's you know, it's beautifully illustrated and very inspiring. So I would say from a children's picture book standpoint, I would say that that's a book that they should glom onto.
I like that. You know, I mean, as adults, we're all looking for self-help books. And as children and as parents, we want to put our kids with things that are going to motivate them. And I love how this story is a positive. I mean, that's what it's all about. And we need from, you know, the age four years old or 5 years old, when you can really start to be able to communicate and you think of things more in, you know, in a happy way as opposed to, you know, a sad story.
Right, right. It's, you know, the book is, I feel it's really very positive, and I think that once people pick it up, they'll hear the kind of quirky, fun music. I mean, for weeks after I heard the music that Robbie Armstrong created for me, I couldn't get it out of my head. In fact, I wake up, my alarm music is part of the music of the book now. It's very upbeat, it's very uplifting, and easily accessible for the iPad, and it's also available on CD Baby.
CD Baby. What's CD Baby?
CD Baby is really, the book was designed for the iPad, really. It was designed for the iPad, and eventually it will be released on other devices, and eventually it will also be printed conventionally. But CD Baby is an audiobook. And when I heard it, when I got the file back from my publisher, I was so impressed with it because up until that point, or for so long now, I've been seeing the book, seeing the illustrations, seeing the animations coming to life and jumping off the, you know, kind of the iPad. I didn't know how it was going to turn out, and CD Baby is really just the audio file of the words narrated by Steve McCoy and then also the music from Robbie Armstrong.
Wow. And do you have the music anywhere near you?
I do. Do you want to kind of hear it?
Yeah, I would love to hear it. Yeah.
Let's see if I can get you. Oh, I don't want to disconnect you. So let me see if I can get you on speakerphone. Are you there?
Yep.
Okay. So give me 2 seconds and I'll pop it open. I know there's nothing worse than dead air, right?
No, we'll never have dead air. But you know what? You know, Tom, I mean, do your kids read a lot of ebooks or on your kids both have pads, right?
They have both, and they have the Kindle, and they do read a lot from them, but I got to get them to read more books on that, because we tend to read books as books and play more on the pads where I'm not using its function.
Yeah, exactly.
We should make sure that we do a little more
of these ebooks.
Yeah,
download these great ebooks. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, very good.
Here we go. I'm going to turn on the music real quick, and you just tell me when to stop, okay?
Okay.
Samuel T. Moore of Cortamagor by Tanya Allen Gould.
So that's page one music, and I'm going to flip over to the second page music.
None have told this
tale before. Actually, I'll go to the third page.
When Samuel took a beady-eyed look around, he knew he had finally found a place where he could spend his days beneath the sun and ocean's haze. "Here's where I want to settle down," he said, as he staked his bow into the ground. "Oh, yes, this is where I want to be," the old crab said with crabby glee.
And then I'll just go to one more quick page with different music here.
But Sam needed shelter at long last, before the tides came in strong and fast, before the tides would carry him away, back out to sea and north of the bay. His friends, the hermits, all had their own hut, made from cracked open half shells of the coconut. A coconut shell is fine, this is true, but for a fiddler crab, it just wouldn't do.
So there you go.
I love it. I love it. Good for you. You know, so many of us have ideas, but we don't really go full circle and make them happen. And I'm really proud of you. I think you did an amazing job. And I know that, you know, it didn't just happen overnight. It's a dream that kind of keeps working on. And what a great little book that, you know, that kids could interact with. And you become it's kind of like Samuel becomes their friend.
Yeah, you know, this book is, you know, and I think that that's really what led me down this path with an iPad app book versus the conventional route. You know, my multiple, you know, 19 years experience of marketing, I really wanted to deploy that knowledge that I have in my industry and the work that I do in my creative agency background. And I was kind of dismayed when I first heard that publishers generally match up an author to a known illustrator. And really what I wanted to do is I wanted to have some say in the illustrations and what the book, you know, how it came to life. And when I started to research, you know, these ebooks, I realized, gosh, you can't get this experience from a conventionally printed book. You can't get, you know, voice and music and animation and literally your book coming to life. And that really, really excited me. Now, with that said, I'd very much like to get this book conventionally published, and we'll be tackling that next. But ultimately, I'm really glad I went this route first.
I love it. All right. Now, so where do we find it?
Okay, so it can be found in the iTunes App Store. So if you just go to your App Store icon on your iPad and you click on it and you type the word Samuel T. Moore, M-O-O-R-E, it will take you directly to the book. You can also go to my website at www.tanya, T-O-N-I-A, Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Gould, G-O-U-L-D. .com, and you can find me there. But CD Baby, you can do the same search, Samuel T. Moore. Make sure you put two O's in the Moore.
I love it. And so give us one last, what is your hope for, I mean, I'm sure you're already working on your next one, right? Because that's what we do. Where are you going with this?
Well, you know, again, I'm not giving up my careers per se. I am balancing everything. I would very much love to continue to write and do some work. I've been invited out to the Central Libraries of the Free Libraries of Philadelphia for, you know, kind of an interview, and I get to read to children there. A school's invited me here locally to come do a speaking session with their entire student body, and they are migrating completely to an iPad-only curriculum, so I'm very excited about that. I've been doing lots of radio interviews, and I just really want to get the word out about this book. You know, the hard thing for me right now is that there are people in my life that I love and care for who very much want a copy of my book, but they don't own an iPad. So it might become very expensive for me when I have to buy my mom an iPad.
Yeah, there you go.
But I definitely want to pursue my author career, but I've been able to manage everything and kind of keep everything intact. But, you know, if I could sit and write all day, I certainly would.
But even if they don't have an iPad, can they do it on their computer?
Not at this juncture. It's going to go up on. It's going to go up on Amazon, and we're looking at other, you know, routes to kind of put it on. But you know, the book was designed for, you know, a tablet that could you know handle the functionality of the story. I mean, that, you know, that music, the narration, all that stuff. And so a tablet device is really ideal. But yes, it will get eventually, very shortly. We put it up on CD Baby, you know, less than a month after it released. So we're working on all those other routes and vehicles to take.
Well, great job, Tanya.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and thank you so much for sharing this. Again, Samuel T. Moore of Corda Magor. And you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are at the end of our show, and I'm so excited that you have shared this time with us. Of course, I end all of my shows with a little positive lift for your life. And it is today is you can never cross the ocean until you have the courage to lose sight of the shore. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I want to thank you and have a great rest of your day. And I'll talk to you next week.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.